Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 24, dit is ietwat koeler. Johannesburg 23, Rustenburg se maksimum is 26 grade.
In your sport, Pakistan clinch a decisive 81-run victory over South Africa in the second ODI at Newlands. And Valtteri Bottas returns to Mercedes as their reserve driver for 2025.
Well, well, well. Time saver traffic here, not too bad at the moment. We've still got the stationary truck at Bedford View, N3 North on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis, but the toll plazas are flowing now.
En daarvan gepraat, die O.R. Tambo Internasionale Lughawe maak reg vir die besigste dag so ver die feesseisoen en passasiers word gemaan om seker te maak hulle dag vroeër op vir die vlugte. Die lughawensmaatskappy se hoofuitvoerende beampte Mpumi Mpofu doen 'n beroep op die op internasionale vlugte om 3 ure voor die tyd by die lughawe te wees en die passasiers wat plaaslik vlieg om 2 ure voor die vlug te arriveer. Anastasie Makhobu berig.
Mpofu says the airport has implemented measures to ensure smooth operations during the holiday rush, with the busiest period expected from today until January 15th. She also highlighted that the airport undergoes frequent security audits based on international standards to ensure compliance and the safety of travelers from across the globe. Additional staff will be on the ground to assist passengers. Meanwhile, the jet fuel supply issue has also been resolved, further ensuring seamless operations. Anastasia Mokgobo, Jacaranda FM News in Kempton Park.
Terwyl vakansiegangers hulle vlerke sprei, is die Departement van Gesondheid bekommerd oor die toenemende gevalle van rubella, oftewel Duitse masels. Die hoogs aansteklike siekte word nou reg oor die land aangemeld. 90% van die gevalle is kinders onder 15 jaar oud.
Majority of these cases were recorded in the provinces of Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape. There is no need for public to panic, but members of the public are urged to present themselves or their loved ones with suspected rubella symptoms without any delays.
Woordvoerder vir die Departement van Gesondheid Vaste Mogale sê openbare gesondheidsspanne sal deur die feesseisoen op hulle pos wees. Meer hieroor by jacaranda.fm.com, klik op news. Na die stand van kragvoorsiening, die minister van elektrisiteit en energie, Kgosietsi Ramakgopa, sê Eskom se werksverrigting het verbeter, wat gelei het tot meer as 260 dae sover sonder beurtkrag, verbeterde aanlegprestasie en miljarde rande wat aan dieselverskaffing bespaar is.
The number of no load shedding days, we are not celebrating that, we are simply taking account of the fact that we coming from a very difficult past, but we must normalize not having a load shedding. So we are getting into that mode.
Eskom het 'n netto verlies voor belasting van sowat 25,5 miljard rand aangeteken verlede jaar, maar verwag om volgende jaar vir die eerste keer in 8 jaar weer 'n wins te toon. Ramakgopa het gister gesê Eskom is minder op diesel aangewese. Die probleem is nou munisipaliteite se skuld wat tot 74 miljard rand gestyg het. En in Amerika gons dit oor wie nou eintlik die president is van die grootste ekonomie op aarde. Hulle sê daar's die sittende president Joe Biden, verkose president Donald Trump en
we need to face the reality right now. We have president Elon Musk and Donald Trump, maybe he's vice president. I guess vice presidents don't do much, so that makes sense. I don't know what you call him, but he is not calling the shots.
Die demokratiese Dan Goldman het gister op MSNBC uitgevaar en sê hy vrees dat Musk die administrasie van Trump gekaap het, nog voor Trump volgende maand as Amerika se nuwe president ingesweer kan word. Ek skryf dit is the top story at this hour. O.R. Tambo International Airport braces for the busiest day so far this festive season.
Yeah, but the good news, they've got aviation fuel / kerosene. Mm-hmm. Yay, yippee for you. So we're at the time of the year where we are looking back as well as looking forward. Looking back, I got to tell you, this is a rather startling thing. Do you know what happened 2 years ago today?
Wait, what was the 2022?
20th of December 2022, Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
2 years.
What? I thought it was longer. I thought it was 3 years. And then looking forward to New Year's Eve is going to be spectacular. New Year's Eve, unless you're in Sydney.